Chippewa Falls, a Civic Media radio station with the best of the 80s, 90s, and more. 105.7 CFW.
When I wake up, well, I know I'm gonna be the man who wakes up next to you. When I go out, yeah, I know I'm gonna be the man who goes along with you. If I get drunk, well, I know I'm gonna be the man who gets drunk next to you. And if I haver, yeah, I know I'm gonna be the man who's havering to you. But I would walk 500 miles and I would walk 500 more just to be the man who walked 1,000 miles to fall down at your door.
When I'm working, I'm gonna be the man who's working hard for you. And when the money comes in for the work I do, I'll pass almost every penny on to you. When I come home, oh, I
I'm gonna be the man who's lonely without you. And when I'm dreaming, well, I know I'm gonna dream. I'm gonna dream about the time when I'm with you. When I go out,
when I go out,
well, I know I'm gonna be the man who goes along with you. And when I come home,
when I come home,
yes, I know I'm gonna be the man who comes back home with you. I'm gonna be the man who's coming home.
CFW, make sure you got some new shoes if you're going to walk 500 miles. That's a long way. That is, and it's going to take you some time. You ever do that, by the way? Use GPS, put a thing in, and by accident, you instead of the, you know, it'll show like car, bike, or walking distance that you want to go. And one time I did that, and I put in, we were going to go on a road trip, and it was like a 12-hour road trip. But it showed that it was going to take us like 7 weeks to get somewhere. And I thought, this is, and I had it on the walking part. So anyway, you know, you got to know how to work the technology. Sometimes you just don't see, sometimes it is user error, isn't it? It's Mike McKay along with you. Good morning. Happy Thursday. Hope it's going to be a great day today. I just saw this. Apparently, this is something that is very contagious at work. And I don't mean contagious like getting sick, but something that happens at work with coworkers. When one coworker does it, it seems like other coworkers will also do it. So what is it? I will let you know in about 8 minutes. Bosses, you're going to want to stay close to listen to this.
Sometimes you bend, sometimes you stand, sometimes you turn your back to the wind. There's a world outside the darkened door where blues won't haunt you anymore. With a brave heart, free lover's soul, come ride with me to the distant shore. We won't hesitate, break down the guarded gate. There's not much time left today.
Life is a
you now like I loved you then. This is the road and these are the hints. For more
This is 105.7 CFW.
Thank you.
is Rod Stewart and Young Turks, 105.7 CFW. Don't forget, we're a perfect companion for you at work, so take us along. If you can't listen to us at work because you can't have a radio, or maybe we don't come in on the radio, don't forget, use that Civic Media app. We stream through that. We stream through our website, wcfw.fm, or I know a lot of people in their offices now actually have a smart speaker in there. Tell your smart speaker, play WCFW. And there we are. See, all kinds of different ways for you to listen to us and listen all day long, no matter what you're doing, work, play, whatever. Speaking of work, right after the police, I just saw that this is something that employers say is something that can be contagious at work. When one employee does it, it seems like others will follow along, okay? Wait till you hear what it is. It's coming up in 3 minutes. The Police, 105.7 CFW. Mike McKay along with you. Good morning. Happy Thursday, 17th of April. Oh, it's going to be an excellent day today for you. A new study is out, and a lot of employers agree with the findings in this study, and they say that, yes, this is something that appears to be contagious at work. And what is it? Not like a viral thing, but they said that lots of times when an employee will quit their job, their work friends will follow suit. That's right. And a new study has found that if your work friends start looking for new opportunities. There's a good chance that you will join them as well. And they say it's even more prevalent if coworkers all started about the same time. So if you started the same time as someone else and they're, you know, like a work friend of yours and they look for a different job or they leave, there's a good chance that you may start to do the exact same thing. And employers are saying, yeah, it's a thing that happens a lot. So I'm curious, out on our Facebook page this morning, head over to 1057CFW and let me know. Have you ever quit a job because your work friend quit? Did it kind of spark you and go, you know, maybe it's time to move on? All right, head over to our Facebook page, 1057CFW. Click that like button if you haven't done so. Same with my Mike McKay page. Or as always, you can text me through that Civic Media app at 1057CFW.
Chippewa Falls wakes up with Mike McKay in the morning, 1057CFW.
How do you feel when you switch to Geico and save on your car insurance? It's like unloading the grocery bags from your car and you decide you can get all the bags in one trip.
I can do it.
So you load up all 14 grocery bags on both arms. Sure, you can't feel your fingers and forgot to take your house keys out.
Almost there!
But you never put down one bag, and you made it inside all in one trip, like the bag-carrying boss you are.
Ugh, yes!
Yep, switching and saving with Geico feels just like that. Get more with Geico.
The Midwest's newest music event, Summer Jam, is coming June 20th and 21st to Eau Claire, Wisconsin. Summer Jam is two big days of music from Everclear, Rick Springfield, Live, and Leonard Skinner. Summer Jam has more. Marshall Tucker Band, Collective Soul, and the Black Crowes. VIP, general admission tickets, and campsites are on sale. Get yours and check out the full lineup. Go to SummerJamWI.com now. Summer Jam 2025 in Eau Claire, Wisconsin. Go to SummerJamWI.com now. Don't miss this party.
If your old asphalt roof looks road hard, leaving you wet, 10 years before it was supposed to,
Bjorkstrand
is who you need to be calling.
Bjorkstrand.
Gonna try another asphalt roof, hoping things turn out better? Good luck with that.
Bjorkstrand.
Tell you what, right now you can get yourself a metal roof and save
10%.
Hey, this is the best price of the year, the kind of price the employees pay. So call them today.
Bjorkstrand.
237-2678. CFW.
Just a shame, and that
7 CFW, there goes Genesis, that's all. And of course, Phil Collins on vocals. And Phil actually was the drummer of Genesis, and Peter Gabriel, remember the guy who had the big hit Sledgehammer? And that guy actually was the lead singer of Genesis, and then he left, I think it was like the mid-70s, and then Phil Collins, who was just their drummer, decided to take over the lead vocal duties, as well as continuing to be the drummer. So... and that's and then Phil, obviously, he left a few years later and went out on his own and was just Phil Collins. And then the guitar player from Genesis started Mike and the Mechanics. See, so now you know. You'll be, by the way, you'll be tested on that later, okay? You'll be glad you paid attention.
Claire wakes up with Mike McKay in the morning. 105.7 CFW.
105.7 CFW. That song has been used in so many different commercials over the years. It's been used when, you know, fast food chains have launched new burgers, to, you know, toothpaste commercials. Yes, like I think it was a toothpaste commercial where, I don't know if it was Crest or whatever it was, but anyway, it was a guy and a girl and they were ready to kiss, and then he had like this flashback, you know, and he was brushing his teeth to make sure that his breath was all minty fresh, and the final countdown was playing in the background, and yeah. So, and the band Europe, of course, they loved it because they got paid every time somebody wanted to use that song. So, very lucrative for them. All right, coming up in about 6 minutes, guy goes to the doctor because he's having problems with his hearing. Wait till you hear what the doctor's found. It's another edition of Wait, What Happened?
'90s and more. 105.7.
Jimmy Cliff, 105.7 CFW, 80s, 90s, and more. Will it be a bright, sunshiny day? We'll give you the forecast in just a few minutes. Stay close. All right, another edition of Wait, What Happened? And I guess you could add to it, can you tell me that again? Because I didn't hear you the first time. A guy named Darren McConaughey lives in Scotland. He'd been to the doctor quite a few times over, like, about a five-year period, he said, complaining off and on of ear pain. And each time the doctors went, they looked, so they don't see anything in there. So, maybe it's something's going on in there. They prescribed him antibiotics, and he said that it would kind of get better, and then, it would start to be a problem again. One night, he woke up intense pain and pressure. He said, I can't take it. He went to the ER, and that's when they checked very closely, and they noticed that there was a large chunk of earwax in his ear. As they rinsed it out and cleaned it out, in that earwax was a chunk of a pink Lego. Yes, like a Lego block, a small little piece of a Lego block. When it popped out, he said the pain, the pressure immediately went away, and he could also hear incredibly better. And he said so much better, he hasn't been able to hear or feel this well in years. He also said, I have no idea how a chunk of a pink Lego got into my ear. So I guess I would check and see, maybe, do you ever fall asleep with maybe your grandkids around? And, because they like to insert things into other things all the time.
Mike Wasoda wakes up with Mike McKay in the morning. 105.7 CFW.
SureTight Construction has been raising the roof on quality and craftsmanship. Family owned and operated for over 30 years. They specialize in residential and commercial projects. From siding and seamless gutters to asphalt, metal, and flat membrane roofs. Need a custom shed or garage? They have you covered. Visit SureTight.com today or call 715-720-0212. SureTight Construction, where your dreams become reality.
Economy Furniture in Chippewa Falls is something that you've got to see. The biggest selection for miles around, two jam-packed floors of quality. At Economy, you don't have to wait for a sale. It can be yours immediately. Everyday low prices on the best brand names, and we finance it interest-free. Furnishing the Chippewa Valley since 1950. Economy Furniture's for me.
With low crop prices, do you ever wonder if you would be better off just renting out all or part of your farm to a trusted farmer? Peck Farms, a respected name in the community, is seeking farmland to rent. Why not give Peck Farms a try for a year to see how they use soil testing, crop rotation, no-till, and other cutting-edge farming practices to care for your farm? Call or text Mark Peck, 715-894-7772. You can also email markpeck302@gmail.com.
Are you ever questioning when life will slow down? Are you ever thinking of just relaxing and enjoying the simple things? All of this is possible, even while still being in the workforce. Worthington, Minnesota is a town growing, yet it's nothing like metro life. Professional and labor jobs, a beautiful lake, bike trails, recreation, acres of public hunting, festivals, and great people. Slow down. We're just a short drive away, so come join us. Worthington, it's worth a look.
It's more than a place to shop. Schrader's Department Store is a 134-year-old cornerstone in the Manitowoc County community of Two Rivers. It's also the oldest, and not just in the state, but the country, still operated by the same family.
I am fourth generation. We've made the store just our own special spot now.
AJ Schrader runs the store with her sister, and like every generation, grew up working there.
My sisters and I were all raised in the department store from little on. I would wait on customers when I was 12. It's just a part of who we are. Our customers are what open the doors every day.
So it's a mix of new and old, including services like tailoring.
It's just a great place to be.
It really is a slice of Wisconsin you won't find anywhere else. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Today's weather forecast is brought to you by SureTight Construction, raising the roof on quality and craftsmanship. There's no job too big or too small. Find them at SureTight.com.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. Wisconsin researchers are sounding the alarm over the Trump administration's proposed cuts to funding for the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration. Experts say the proposed cuts could lead to the elimination of all funding for climate, water, and ocean research, including programs that forecast severe weather. The funding cuts could also jeopardize research used to monitor weather, wind, and water conditions on the Great Lakes. That research is used to provide residents with safety information on things like rip currents or algae blooms. The Wisconsin State Assembly held a public hearing on a proposal that would exempt gun safes and other firearm safety devices from sales and use tax. The Republican-authored legislation has bipartisan support, including from Governor Tony Evers, who highlighted the idea behind the bill in his State of the State address earlier this year. The goal of the legislation is to make it easier and more affordable for Wisconsin residents to purchase safety measures for their firearms in an effort to cut down on accidental gun deaths and suicides. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation is holding an open house meeting in Eau Claire on Thursday night regarding a proposed bridge replacement project. The meeting begins at 5 p.m. and is being held at the L.E. Phillips Memorial Public Library. The proposed bridge replacement project would see construction on the Otter Creek Bridge carrying U.S. Highway 12 traffic over Otter Creek near the Highway 53 interchange. Work on the project is currently scheduled to begin in 2028, and the bridge would remain open to traffic during construction. A 97-year-old Bloomer man was killed in a UTV and vehicle crash in Chippewa County earlier this week. According to the Chippewa County Sheriff's Office, the crash occurred at around 1:30 p.m. on Monday afternoon on County Highway Q in Bloomer. Authorities say the 97-year-old man was pulling out of a driveway on the UTV and failed to yield the right-of-way to the traffic on County Highway Q. He was flown to an area hospital when authorities arrived at the scene of the crash, but officials say he later died as a result of the injuries he sustained. For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
Partly to mostly cloudy today with a few scattered showers and thunderstorms likely in the afternoon. Our high in the low to mid 60s, wind out of the southeast at 10 to 20. Tonight, scattered showers, thunderstorms, upper 40s. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with scattered showers with a high in the mid 50s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 40.
CFW.
Diego, Steve Winwood, Higher Love, 105.7 CFW. Out on Facebook this morning. Have you ever quit a job because your work friend quit? A lot of employers say that it is actually something that's contagious at the workplace. That lots of times when one person will quit a job, if they were friends or close friends with another employee, that employee lots of times will move on. So, have you ever quit a job because your work friend, quote unquote, quit their job? Okay? Head over to our Facebook page, 105.7 CFW. Click that like button. Also, you can text me through the Civic Media app if you'd like. And let me know that way, too. In the meantime, Def Leppard and Love Bites.
Just